I welcome you to your base and foundation. This blank slate hypnosis session is designed to create and enforce a solid foundation in subliminal audio programming. There are three parts to this program. The induction, where hypnotic trance is produced. The program, where hypnotic and post-hypnotic suggestions are implanted directly into the mind. And the reduction, where you will be lifted back into a conscious reality. The purpose of this programming is also threefold. The first aspect is to create the ability to enter into a deeper state of hypnosis each time it is experienced. The second aspect is to develop the ability and will to implement the programming in your conscious and awake life. The third aspect is to create a fundamental skill that will allow you to reinforce not just my training, but anyone's hypnotic training by combining it with this session and listening to this again with the other session. The journey of a thousand lifetimes begins with the decision that you made to seize every moment as an eternity in time and every experience as a treasure in heaven. Begin your new conscious lifestyle now and ask yourself, what are you doing and why are you doing it? As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movement. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness, yourself reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long, deep inhale through your nose and let it flow freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and out your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing. Allow it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upward and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upward view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed, until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. Good, it's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your body relax and just release a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind. Begin to grow warm and relax. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that slowly spreads out within your entire head. Touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, soothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow over your eyes and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose, down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face, and every muscle underneath the skin there, deep into the bone. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is in comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see you are still condensing from mist into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column, shoulders, your collarbone, and tops of your arms. All at once, the muscles there relaxing deep within your body, far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed, and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints, totally and completely far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms, down to your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes. Totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists and into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the entire hand, relaxing your arms in warmth. As you see it happen in the reflection, see in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into the reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles from your lower back and legs and upper thighs and out slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone. Relaxation totally and completely. All of you from your knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed, with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees, into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread through into the ankle, around the balls of your feet, and deep in through the arch of your foot, and slowly into each and every toe. Totally relaxing all the nerves, muscles, and bones in your feet and toes, as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in the blackness. I want you to focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection, because you are going to cross over the black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink deeper into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into reflection as you cross over the black mirror into total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself near to being fully across. Once the count is finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed, every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off, and you will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness.
And relax. 15. Relax. 49. More. 48. And more relax. 47. Numb. 46. Relax. 45. Relax. 44. 43. 42. And more. 41. And more. 40. And 39. Relax. 38. Relax. 37. Relax. 36. No. 35. Relax. 34. Relax. 33. No. No. 32. Give in. 31. Relax. 30. More. 29. And more. Relax. 28. Give in. 27. More. 26. Relax. 25. Relax. 24. Immobile. 23. In the shadow. 22. Relax. 21. Relax. 20. Totally relax. 19. Give in. 18. 17, 16,
relax,
15,
immobile,
14,
in the shadow,
13,
relax,
12,
give in,
11,
give up,
10,
totally relaxed,
9,
totally given,
8,
totally immobile,
7,
totally relaxed,
6,
given in,
5,
given up,
4,
totally.
3.
Relax.
2.
Immobile.
1.
You are across the black mirror. You see your own self as your own reflected observer. Your mind's subconscious is an open sea before you. The mists around you as the water turns to air, and air into water, and water into air, and air into water. You are here, a blank slate, your full awareness to be built upon. You are an empty horizon awaiting the city skyline. You are here now to experience the deepest and fullest state of hypnosis that you can achieve at this time. But each time you come back to this session, each time you come back across the black mirror, where water becomes air and air becomes water, each time you travel into your deepest subconscious on the vehicle of my voice, each time you will achieve greater and greater and even greater depths of a true and deep hypnotic trance. Each time afterwards, you're taken into hypnosis again by my voice or another voice, you will go deeper and sink to new and overwhelming depths of this hypnotic trance. You are here ready, like a blank slate, ready to receive the programming that your mind, like every computer, needs to operate on. Your mind is a computer. It can only operate on the information you put into it. And now, at this point, is the empty skyline. It is the blank slate. It is the open sea where water turns to air and air turns to water. Even now, follow your thoughts. Follow your thoughts like a river, going up the river from where all thoughts spring, and see yourself here, across the reflection, across the black mirror. A blank slate ready to be written on, a computer ready to be programmed, an empty skyline waiting for the cityscape. You are capable of going deeper, and before this session is over, you will take yourself to an even greater depth of this true and totally hypnotic trance. You will always find that no matter the depth, the place where it takes you is always the same. The depth is just a measurement of changes introduced into your computer mind. The amount written on your blank slate. The depth of the hypnotic trance is directly related to the depth of the changes to your blank slate. This blank slate, this place where you are now, is where all your thoughts flow from. And since all your thoughts flow from where all your actions must follow those thoughts, it is here, this blank slate, that you have total control over any and all actions, totally and completely, by the changes and depth of the programming. Here in this blank slate, you can change any way you act by changing the way you think. Here in this blank slate, you will change your actions through the depth of the changes And those changes are the programming that is input at the end of this session when you are in even greater depth of hypnosis. See now through the eyes of the reflection of yourself that you have become. See through your reflection's eyes and see those eyes close into blackness again. See in the blackness a reflection of your reflection. This second reflection across from another black mirror into an even greater depth of hypnosis already appears more full and dense and real than yours. See yourself and know you will cross over again, that you will look out of another reflection's eyes. After you have reached the other side, you will receive the programming that your blank slate needs. You will see the cityscapes built on the empty horizon. You will input the computer's program and witness the changes in thoughts and actions manifest themselves in your waking conscious life, just as you desired. Time to begin, crossing again over the black mirror to an even greater and more intense depth of hypnosis that will be followed by programming for an eager blank slate, giving you the change in thoughts and actions that your waking and conscious life has desired so much that have brought you here to institute those changes. Follow my voice across the black mirror.
And relax.
15.
Relax.
49.
More.
48.
And more relax.
47.
Numb.
46.
Relax.
45.
Relax.
44. 43. 42.
And more.
41.
And more.
40.
And
39.
Relax.
38.
Relax.
37.
Relax.
36.
No.
35.
Relax.
34.
Relax.
33.
No.
32.
Give in.
31.
Relax.
30.
More.
29.
And more. Relax.
28.
Give in.
27.
More.
26.
Relax.
25.
Relax.
24.
Immobile.
23.
In the shadow.
22.
Relax.
21.
Relax.
20.
Totally relax.
19.
Give in.
18.
Give up.
17.
No.
16.
Relax.
15.
Immobile.
14.
In the shadow.
13.
Relax.
12.
Give in.
11.
Give up.
10.
Totally relax.
9.
Totally given.
8.
Totally immobile.
7.
Totally relax.
6.
Given in.
5.
Given up.
4.
Totally.
nothing queer is going to happen this session, or honestly, any other session. Just because you are willing to adore and worship your mistress and do anything for her cannot and will not make you gay. Just because you are willing to suck cock for her amusement doesn't mean that you will ever have any desire to suck cock for your own. There is a difference, and both you and I know that. This session will not introduce a homosexual lifestyle or thought to your pathetic mind. This session will only give you the courage to do what you really want, which is anything that will please your mistress. Consider this. See in your mind the two most beautiful women that you can imagine. See them both, head to toe, totally naked in front of you. See them naked together as they slowly reach out towards each other and begin to perform every sexual act that you have ever desired to see such lovely women perform directly in your presence and for your own amusement. Consider just how much you would enjoy that. Consider just how great of an experience that would be for you. Now consider being able to offer such an experience to your mistress. Realize that you are the only one that is able to currently please your mistress in this manner. And wouldn't you do about anything to please your mistress? You would do anything to please your mistress. And that's why you are here now, listening to my voice, thinking about the tasks that she is going to lay before you. You would do anything for your mistress, and listening to me now is proof of that. Understand, slave, that you can never become any more gay than you already are now, but you are fairly fruity already. You may not believe it, but I know that there has been many days in your life where you have been at work or school and just been anxious for the day to end so you can go home, grab a rock-hard cock and rub it furiously until it shoots all over your face. You may not remember actually ever thinking that, slave, but you do remember multiple days where you just couldn't wait to go home and jerk off. And now I have to point out that it's the same thing. That your desire to jerk off is the desire to stroke a rock-hard dick until it shoots all over you. You have already physically experienced homosexuality. It's just in your mind the entire time you were focused on your mistress. You were focused on the female form, female voice, female eyes, female movement, and female smells. Do not worry, slave. Those are the only things that will ever get you aroused. But to please that female, you know you would do anything. This is important, slave, so I'm going to repeat it a few times. It doesn't matter if your mistress wants to fuck your ass or your face with a real or a rubber cock. It's for your mistress's enjoyment, and it doesn't matter to you as long as it's all for her. To see her smile, pleased. To hear her laugh, amused. To feel aroused and totally in control over you. This is all you want, and you will submit to anything for her. It doesn't matter if your mistress wants to fuck your ass or your face with a real or a rubber cock. It's for your mistress's enjoyment, and it doesn't matter to you as long as it's all for her. To see her smile, pleased. To hear her laugh, amused. To feel aroused and totally in control over you. This is all you want, and you will submit to anything for her. It doesn't matter if your mistress wants to fuck your ass or your face with a real or a rubber cock. It's for your mistress's enjoyment, and it doesn't matter to you as long as it's all for her. To see her smile, pleased. To hear her laugh, amused. To feel aroused and totally in control over you. This is all you want, and you will submit to anything for her. It doesn't matter if your mistress wants to fuck your ass or your face with a real or a rubber cock. It's for your mistress's enjoyment, and it doesn't matter to you as long as it's all for her. To see her smile, pleased. To hear her laugh, amused. To feel aroused and totally in control over you. This is all you want, and you will submit to anything for her. It doesn't matter if your mistress wants to fuck your ass or your face with a reel or a rubber cock. It's for your mistress's enjoyment, and it doesn't matter to you as long as it's all for her. To see her smile, pleased. To hear her laugh, amused. To feel aroused and totally in control over you. This is all you want, and you will submit to anything for her. It doesn't matter if your mistress wants to fuck your ass or your face with a reel or a rubber cock. It's for your mistress's enjoyment, and it doesn't matter to you as long as it's all for her. To see her smile, pleased. To hear her laugh, amused. To feel aroused and totally in control over you. This is all you want, and you will submit to anything for her. You are already nearly halfway done with your training, and you haven't even started to lisp or redecorate your home yet. Don't worry, you won't. You are only going to submit to a bisexual experience to please your mistress. You are effectively straight, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this either. But you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. The hardest part for you to deal with, slave, believe it or not, will be the name-calling that your mistress is absolutely going to use on you. You may consider yourself to be mature and able to deal with any amount of name-calling, but trust me, it will be different as she tries her hardest to play on that humiliated part in your tiny little mind. This is okay. This is acceptable, and of course, you actually enjoy the name calling from your mistress, but it will be different. You need to become prepared for the first time she asks you if you're a faggot now. You need to be prepared to answer her honestly, that you aren't, but you behave as one if it pleases her. Now, it's most likely that she will continue to push and even want you to start telling her that you are mistress's little faggot toy. Be prepared to accept it and say it, if that's what she wants. Remember that you are already willing to do anything to please her, so joining in on the name-calling yourself isn't too big of a leap for you. Just remember that deep inside yourself that you know the truth. And she also, deep inside herself, knows the truth too. This is just what she wants to be entertained, and you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. Once again, this is important, so I'm going to repeat it. You have no problem telling your mistress that you are an eager cocksucker, even though it isn't true. You have no problem telling your mistress that your fuckhole is itching to be filled. You have no problem telling your mistress that you will swallow the sperm from an elephant's orgasm to please her. And even if it's not true, you will tell your mistress all these things and totally mean them at the time. As long as she is there to witness your humiliation, then you are doing it for her, and you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. You have no problem telling your mistress that you are an eager cocksucker, even though it isn't true. You have no problem telling your mistress that your fuckhole is itching to be filled. You have no problem telling your mistress that you will swallow the sperm from an elephant's orgasm to please her. And even if it's not true, you will tell your mistress all these things and totally mean them at the time. As long as she is there to witness your humiliation, then you are doing it for her. And you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. You have no problem telling your mistress that you are an eager cocksucker, even though it isn't true. You have no problem telling your mistress that your fuckhole is itching to be filled.
You have no problem telling your mistress that you will swallow the sperm from an elephant's orgasm to please her. And even if it's not true, you will tell your mistress all these things and totally mean them at the time. As long as she is there to witness your humiliation, then you are doing it for her, and you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. You have no problem telling your mistress that you are an eager cocksucker, even though it isn't true. You have no problem telling your mistress that your fuckhole is itching to be filled. You have no problem telling your mistress that you will swallow the sperm from an elephant's orgasm to please her. And even if it's not true, you will tell your mistress all these things and totally mean them at the time. As long as she is there to witness your humiliation, then you are doing it for her, and you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. You have no problem telling your mistress that you are an eager cocksucker, even though it isn't true. You have no problem telling your mistress that your fuckhole is itching to be filled. You have no problem telling your mistress that you will swallow the sperm from an elephant's orgasm to please her. And even if it's not true, you will tell your mistress all these things and totally mean them at the time. As long as she is there to witness your humiliation, then you are doing it for her, and you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. You have no problem telling your mistress that you are an eager cocksucker, even though it isn't true. You have no problem telling your mistress that your fuckhole is itching to be filled. You have no problem telling your mistress that you will swallow the sperm from an elephant's orgasm to please her. And even if it's not true, you will tell your mistress all these things and totally mean them at the time. As long as she is there to witness your humiliation, then you are doing it for her, and you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. Think about this, slave. Think about how happy your mistress is going to be just because you listened to this session. Just because you took the time to listen to my voice, you have greatly pleased your mistress. You know there will be joy in her voice as you tell her about experiencing this session. You know that you won't have to ask her if you made her happy, because you will be able to tell that you have made her greatly happy. It will be like if you are back in high school, and your friend with the really hot mom just told you that he talked to his really hot mom and got her to spend the night with you as your naked sex slave. Think about how happy that would have made you back in the day, slave. Realize it's the kind of happiness that you're bringing to your mistress even now, just listening to my voice. You know that my voice in this session hasn't changed. It hasn't turned you into a flaming, fruity, tippy-toeing around, squealing like a girl. No, my voice in this session has only shown you the truth that you already knew. The truth that you were seeking to put into words. The truth that subconsciously drove you to this point in space and time where you are now listening to me put this drive into words and reasons that your conscious mind can comprehend. That's what I do, slave. I do not put anything into someone that isn't already there. All I do is remove a hollow and shallow perceived obstacle from someone's mind and let them behave in the manner that they truly wanted to. One last time, slave. This is important. You wanted to do anything to please your mistress, and you have. You will do anything to please your mistress. And you know you will be satisfied as long as it pleases or amuses her. You can and will become anything your mistress wants because you desire to please her as a part of you that will never change. You will do anything to please your mistress. And as long as it pleases your mistress, it will make you happy. You have no problem telling your mistress that you are an eager cocksucker, even though it isn't true. You have no problem telling your mistress that your fuckhole is itching to be filled. You have no problem telling your mistress that you'd swallow the sperm from an elephant's orgasm to please her. And even if it's not true, you will tell your mistress all these things and totally mean them at the time. As long as she is there to witness your humiliation, then you are doing it for her. You are willing to do anything to please your mistress. It doesn't matter if your mistress wants to fuck your ass or face with a real or rubber cock. It's for your mistress's enjoyment. And it doesn't matter to you as long as it's all for her. To see her smile, pleased. To hear her laugh, amused. To feel aroused and totally in control over you. This is all you want, and you will submit to anything for her. That's it, slave. The purpose of this session is complete, and you have done what you needed to do to please your mistress. You haven't changed at all. You're just more willing to admit to yourself that you are willing to do anything to please your mistress. The hardest part, slave, was taking that first step and listening to this session. Don't worry, slave, you haven't been ripped off or swindled. You have, in fact, put forth great effort to please your mistress. You have, in fact, found within yourself the pride that you are willing to swallow to please her. You have, in fact, found the truth that you don't care if it's a real or rubber cock shoved inside you as long as it's by her, at her whim, and for her pleasure. Now I'm going to count from 5 to 0. When I reach 0, your eyes will open. You will be eager to please your mistress and let her know that you're willing to do anything for her. And you will be energized, aware, and in a satisfied and joyful mood. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Your eyes are open.